Responses from 83% of Wisconsin school districts show there were more retirements than layoffs of staff. And although there wasn't widespread change in teacher-student ratios, about a quarter did report higher enrollment with fewer teachers. And classes were cut or eliminated. Vocational training was greatly reduced in 20% of the districts. River Valley Superintendent Jamie Benson says his district has reduced technical learning along with foreign language and business education.
And that's unfortunate because, as we all know, there's more to an education than just the 3 R's.
In a written statement, Governor Walker said the survey shows schools as a whole are not hurt by Republican budget cuts and that having employees pay more for health care and contribute to pensions is working to make up for lost state aid. Governor Walker interprets the survey results differently than educators at the news conference. State School Superintendent Tony Evers takes issue with his math.
60% are doing okay in this one category. So the flip side of that is it okay for 40% not to be successful?
At Monona Grove, $1 million was saved through health and pension changes, but Superintendent Greg Gerlach says that wasn't enough to make up for the $1.7 million the district lost in aid.
We struggled to put together a budget this year. We made significant cuts, laying off teachers. We've closed a building. Next year, quite frankly, will be brutal.
That's because half Wisconsin School District relied on one-time federal funding to balance this year's budgets. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.